is on the air. The singing stars, the writers of their songs, and the musical directors of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios present a cavalcade of musical hits starring a select group of the tip-top tunes of 1936. Music, according to a popular song, goes round and round. And on this program, we bring you a review of the music which went round and round the most during the past year. In addition to these songs of 1936, each a hit tune from a hit film, you will hear what we believe will be the first song hit of 1937, Smoke Dreams, from the William Powell and Myrna Loy, all new success after The Thin Man. Okay, Professor, strike up the band for the first hit in the parade of Hollywood musical champions. It's titled You from the Great Ziegfeld. Many of the most popular song hits are first introduced in motion pictures. Here's a hit that has held sway for months. Did I Remember? First heard in the Gene Harlow picture success, Susie.
The night was filled with sweet surrender. I had a million things to say. The night was young and you were tender. And tell me, darling, by the way, did I remember to tell you I adore you and I am living for you alone? Did I remember to say I'm lost without you and just how mad about you I've You were in my arms and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and more and more and more you are mine? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and I am living for you alone? and just how mad about you I've grown. You were in my arms and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and more and more and more you are mine?
From A Night at the Opera comes another of your favorite melodies, Alone, sung by Alan Jones, whose next screen appearance will be with the merry Mad Marx Brothers in A Day at the Races.
I'll see you in each dream I dream, with every longing sigh. I'll count the hours that we are apart, for I'm not alone. As long as I find you beloved me, I know I'll see you each night in the starlight gleam. And in those magic moments, I'll have you for my own.
To Dance, one of the current cinema hits, enters its champion. I've Got You Under My Skin, sung by Virginia Bruce.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you're real. Part of me, I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near in spite of a warning voice. Comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. Makes me stop
another lyrical success, Would You, from the picture San Francisco. And now, our nomination for the first big song hit of the new year, Smoke Dreams, which serves as a lyrical hors d'oeuvre to the feast of entertainment which awaits you in After the Thin Man, the thrilling sequel to the original Thin Man, with the same stars, William Powell and Myrna Loy, the same famous author, Dashiell Hammett, and the same director, W.S. Van Dyke. After the Thin Man also introduces a lively and lovely new personality, pretty Dorothy McNulty, who now brings you Smoke Dreams.
Smoke dreams here by a campfire, dreaming I see you near me, singing here by a campfire, hoping that you may hear me. Close to our hills of blue, darling, I spend this hour with you in smoke dreams here by a
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, all its famous personalities, and its entire staff, from prop boy to president, take this opportunity to wish you all the compliments of the season.